Welcome to e-learning program launched by Atomic Energy Education Society. Today you are going to learn a very interesting lesson, that is understanding our criminal justice system. In the last lesson, you have studied about two branches of legal system. Do you remember it? What are they? They are criminal and civil branches of legal system. In this lesson, you are going to learn in detail about criminal justice system. You will learn who are the key players of criminal justice system, the role played by each of them, and what does a fair trial mean. Suppose, what do you do when you see someone violating the law? Immediately, we inform the police. In films, you must have seen police officers arresting person. So we are often confused, because we think that these police officers decide whether the arrested person is guilty or not. But it is not true. Then who decides? Actually, the court of law decides whether the arrested person is guilty or not. According to the Constitution, every individual charged of a crime has to be given a fair trial. Do you know what it means to get a fair trial? Have you heard of an FIR, First Information Report? Do you know who a public prosecutor is? In this lesson, you are going to learn detail about all these. I have divided the entire lesson into two modules. And the main contents of this lesson are key players of criminal justice system, the role of police in investigating a crime, fundamental rights of an arrested person, D.K. Basu guidelines, FIR or First Information Report, the role of public prosecutor, the role of church, and finally features of fair trial. In this chapter, we use a fictional case to understand the process as well as the role of different individuals in the criminal justice system. The story is taking place in Mumbai. In the picture, you can see Mr. and Mrs. Shinde. They are getting ready to attend a wedding. Mrs. Shinde is searching for her gold chain. So Mr. Shinde comes and says that they are getting already late to the wedding. So she is saying her gold chain is missing. And she suspects that Shanti, who is Shanti? Shanti is the servant of the house. Shanti might have stolen it because she spends a long time dusting her room. They question Shanti. But she is a poor innocent lady. She says she hasn't stolen it. But Mr. and Mrs. Shinde are not ready to believe this and they search Shanti's trunk. From there, they find an envelope with these rupees 10,000 in it. So they think that she has got the money from selling the golden chain. And next, Mr. Shinde decide to go to police station and files the case. The inspector is Mr. Rao. So he records Mrs. Shinde's FIR. FIR means First Information Report. And then S.A. Rao goes to Mr. Shinde's house and arrests Shanti and takes rupees 10,000 and she is put in jail. And after that, her brother Mr. Sushil goes to the police station and pleads to release her. But Mr. Rao is not ready to listen. And then Mr. Rao forcibly keeps Sushil in police station for 2 days. Sushil is abused and beaten up by Mr. Rao, S.A. Rao and other police constables. They try and make him confess that he and his sister Shanti had a gang of domestic servants that have stolen jewellery from other homes. There have been other complaints of theft of jewellery from Shinde's neighbourhood also. As Sushil keeps repeating that he is an innocent factory worker, the police let him go after 2 days. Actually, after few days, although the court granted bail to Shanti, after a month she was unable to get anyone to stand surety for her for rupees 20,000. So she has to continue in jail. So she is very traumatized and she feels that nobody will argue for her and she will never be able to come out of the jail. The police files a charge sheet in the magistrate court. The court gives a copy of charge sheet, including statements of witness, to Shanti. Shanti tells the court that she has no lawyer to defend her against this false case of theft. So, the magistrate appoints Advocate Kamala Roy as Shanti's defense lawyer at the government expenses. According to Article 22 of the Constitution, every person has a fundamental right to be defended by a lawyer. Article 39A of the Constitution places a duty upon the state to provide a lawyer to any citizen who is unable to engage one due to poverty or other disability. Since Shanti doesn't have money to hire a lawyer, the government is giving a lawyer to her. Who is the lawyer? Advocate Kamala Roy. Advocate Kamala Roy is Shanti's defense lawyer. And after that, Shanti's lawyer, Advocate Kamala Roy, meets Shanti and her brother. Shanti explains everything to her lawyer. The trial before the magistrate begins. The public prosecutor appears on behalf of the state. He presents Mrs. and Mr. Shinde as key witnesses. In the court, Mr. and Mrs. Shinde says that Shanti stole the gold chain which they had kept in the drawer. When they searched the trunk, they got ₹10,000 in an envelope. Next, Advocate Roy cross-examines the prosecution witness, Mrs. Shinde, and argues that they did not see Shanti stealing the golden chain and did not recover the chain from Shanti. And she also examines Sushil and his employer as defense witnesses. Through their testimonies, she is able to show that the ₹10,000 found in Shanti's trunk could well be the earnings of Sushil and Shanti. And as the trial is nearing completion, Sushil learns that Inspector Sharma has busted a gang of young men who have been stealing jewelry from Shinde's neighborhood. Some of Mrs. Shinde's sons are friends are also part of this gang. Mrs. Shinde's chain has been found on them. Sushil tells Advocate Roy about this. Advocate Roy now calls Inspector Sharma as a defense witness. So in the court, Inspector Sharma says that the chain has been identified by Mrs. Shinde as her. And they busted a gang of boys who had stolen the chain. And the boys have also admitted that they stole the golden chain. Judge hears the testimony of all the witnesses. After the testimony of Inspector Sharma, Advocate Roy argues before the judge that it has now been established that Shanti is innocent and should be acquitted. Now, judge gives the judgment. What is the judgment? So, Shanti finally is acquitted of the charge of theft and police will hand over the money, ₹10,000 that they had sealed, and he also criticized S.A. Rao for conducting shoddy investigation. Now, you must have understood the story. Now, from this incident, you can understand there are four key players in the criminal justice system. Who are they? First one, police. Two police officers are there in the story. Who are they? One is S.A. Rao and next one is Inspector Sharma. The next one is public prosecutor. Who is a public prosecutor? Public prosecutor is a lawyer appointed by the government lawyer. And next one is defense lawyer. Who is the defense lawyer in the story? Yeah, Advocate Kamala Roy. And finally, judge. He hears all the witnesses and finally he makes judgment. Now we are going to learn in detail about the role of each of these players. Let us start with the role of the police in investigating a crime. What is the role of police in investigating a crime? So first we'll see the functions of police. Police, it is very, very important for them to maintain law and order. You have studied this in lower classes. And one important function of the police is to investigate any complaint about the commission of a crime. What does investigation mean? It includes recording statements of witnesses and collecting different kinds of evidence. On the basis of the investigation, the police are required to form an opinion. If the police think that the evidence points to the guilt of the accused person, then they file a charge sheet in the court. So it is not the job of the police to decide whether the person is guilty or innocent. So who decides it? It is the duty of the judge to decide whether the arrested person is guilty or not. So the important functions of the police are, first one, investigating any complaint, and second one, recording all the statements of witness, and on the basis they have to form an opinion, and finally, if the police think that evidence points to the guilt of the accused person, then they file a charge sheet in the court. These are the functions of the police. Next, you are going to learn the fundamental rights of an arrested person. Article 22 of the Constitution and criminal law guarantees to every arrested person some fundamental rights. What are they? First one, the right to be informed at the time of arrest of the offence for which the person is being arrested. And second point, the right to be presented before a magistrate within 24 hours of arrest. And third point, the right not to be ill-treated or tortured during arrest or in custody. And next point, confession made in police custody cannot be used as evidence against the accused. A boy under 15 years of age and women cannot be called to the police station only for questioning. These are the fundamental rights of an arrested person. In the next module, we'll see the role of other key players in the criminal justice system. Thank you.